When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we're talking Below Deck Med, Season 8, Episode 10, titled Dirty Laundry. In tonight's episode, we get the conclusion of Kyle not getting fired somehow, his subsequent fake apology, and then going right back to his old ways by waging a war on the chef before the episode's over. Max makes a decision on his future that I think at least Sean and I are really going to like. We get the classic Below Deck double standard with the Chippendales request. And we get a new crew member. We welcome Lily to the crew, where I'm not sure how long she's going to last because she definitely struggles to find her footing in this episode. Sean, let's start with Kyle, of course. Listen, I don't want to harp on his character too much anymore. I feel like we're beating a dead horse from that aspect. We get it. He's an awful human who only forgives his own faults and no one else's. He gets into the cycle of acting like an ass, then playing the victim. And then once he feels like he actually might be in trouble, he gives a fake apology and then goes right on his way. Like he feels like he got away with it, continuing the cycle. So I don't want to discuss him too much anymore, but I do want to discuss Sandy here. So last episode, if everyone remembers, it was the cliffhanger of she was telling Kyle, he was the common denominator for bullying, screaming, lack of respect. This is saying Natalia quit because of him, and yet somehow he stays on the boat. Sean, walk me through this rationale here, because I'm really struggling to see why Sandy would choose to keep him on the board.
Yeah, we're both shocked. I think last episode we said it was 70% chance he was gone. I think that's where we landed on, right? Especially considering she found another stew. So they could have easily done this charter, this very short charter with three stews. I think so, at least, right? There weren't that many guests. And then they could have found another stew to replace Kyle eventually. Look, sometimes at work, the person you hate that makes your work life miserable and deserves to be fired doesn't get fired. That does happen. But the way she dressed down Kyle last episode and this cliffhanger, I mean, really, if you come for someone like that, and he deserved it, it should end in a firing. That's what's very confusing. I think they switched up the editing a little bit during the cliffhanger, where she was like, I would never want you on board. But then I think she actually said someone like you.
Yeah.
But that's also the same thing, though. If I don't want someone like you on board, why would I want you on board? But I guess she says, really, when she said, I will put you on the dock if you don't change. It's like, okay, he's getting a second chance for some reason. And I don't get it. He's not that good of a stew. He's okay, but he's not like Natalia or Toomey. He could be replaced. Now, maybe not by Lily. We're not sure Lily can replace people.
Yep.
But they could find someone else. They could figure it out. You know, they don't need Kyle. And it feels like I'm not saying producer intervention. I think the season would look a lot different without Kyle. And we were kind of looking forward to it. But maybe they were thinking Kyle creates storylines.
Yeah, so, I mean, he definitely does create storylines. I think production knew exactly what they were doing by bringing back Natalia and bringing back Kyle. Sandy did mention in this episode that it's really hard to have a stew come on this time of year with any experience, so that's why they got Lily. So maybe she is thinking, like, listen, if we're going to have to replace Natalia already and Kyle, it's going to be way too green and this boat isn't going to run. But I don't know. It just seems like she's let go of people for less. And maybe she was just in a bind where she couldn't let him go and still have the boat function. So kind of tough.
Yeah, but she let him have it. And that's what's so confusing. It's not like, yes, she's let people go for a lot less, but those are people she specifically hated. Like, she found a reason to fire Hannah a few seasons ago.
Right.
Right? Like, that's, she would have let that, if that was Malia, who had the, was it weed or like anti-anxiety meds? Whatever. She would have let it go. She wanted Hannah off that boat, and she made it happen. I guess she doesn't have a long history of hitting Kyle. But I don't know. Three department heads, certainly Natalia, said this guy's a problem and he's being awful to Max and Jess. Chef Jack said it as well. Chef Jack's like, Natalia's carrying this stew team and Kyle's making everyone worse.
Yep.
And then even Toomey's like, yeah, he's not great on nights out. Now, John, is it maybe his kids is not work related? It's not really work related, his problems. But he is yelling at some people at work. Like, he did yell at Jess at work.
Right. These are all on boat issues. This is Sandy's issues just as much as everybody else.
Yeah. And if everyone has to live at work, then it's sort of work related.
Yeah. And I'm over the fact that he's staying. I didn't want him to stay. I don't think many people wanted him to stay. I don't think there's too many people on Twitter clamoring for Kyle to stay. But
there are, in all the other Bravo shows, there can be like the worst character ever, and then there's a small, they have like a small hive for some reason. Might be bots. I have no idea. But Kyle probably has a few bots out there that are defending him all the time. Yeah. John, I have a question for you. If you had a boss talk to you the way Cindy talked to Kyle, would you want to stay?
Well, doesn't Kyle actually go back to his cabin and he's like, I'm leaving. And then Toomey talks him out of it a little bit. I think that was more just like he was pouting or he was super upset. But it kind of gives me hope that he won't come back for a third season because he won't be asked back.
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Like, he's genuinely like causing problems, which he did last year too. But it's interesting for Sandy to say, oh, you're getting like one more chance here. You need to shape up. It's like, Sandy, you saw this last year too. This is no different. This is the same Kyle. He's not going to change. He's an absolute piece of work.
No chance he changes. That was a bait and switch though, last episode.
Yeah.
He was fired.
Yep. And I know I mentioned it at the beginning, but he says that Chef Jack's opened up. We're kind of going to the end now, but I just kind of want to put a bow on Kyle. At the very end, Chef Jack is kind of chummy with Lily, the new stew, who we'll talk about. But Kyle's not in on the inner circle of their jokes, so he gets super offended. And now he says that the chef has opened up a can of worms. So Kyle, who said he was sorry for his actions 14 minutes ago, is now waging war again on Chef Jack. So it's really it's really tough. And I think, I can't remember the exact season, but I remember there being one where a crew member was like given one more chance and everybody knew that the crew member was given one more chance to be like, if I hear anything bad, you're off this boat. And then they were putting it over their head.
Was that, oh man.
So like,
Lexi?
I think it was Lexi. Yeah, whoever.
Lexi. It was definitely that's definitely a Captain Sandy thing.
Yeah. So
give him one more chance.
I think it was Lexi and whatever happened, but like they used it as like ammo to bait them to like know that they were on their final, their last straw. So kind of an interesting thing, but it just seems like it seems like a toxic environment to have someone like Kyle there like 24/7. You can't get away from the guy. Listen, we got to talk about Max. So Max is staying, but Max wasn't going to stay because he went out and talked about how And listen, I know people are going to dog Max for this, but he's literally saying the toxicity and fakeness on board has taken a toll on his body and mental health. It's like, we're only watching this and I'm infuriated by Kyle's actions and Natalia's actions. This guy had a front row seat to it. I could see why. Yeah. He's like, listen, the money's good, but it's not worth us. These people are awful.
Yeah, man. Thank God for this deck team. They really like, obviously he mentions this to Luca, and you know, Lara hears about it. Lara, who didn't love Max at first, which I get, I think Max grows on you. If you were doing a docu and the guy's doing handstands, you might get a little frustrated too. But she loves the guy now. She's basically trying to talk him out of it. As does Sandy, to her credit. And thank goodness he's staying. Because I love Max.
Yeah, he's the guy you want on board.
I love when they're in Portofino and the whole deck crew is like getting gelato together, and he mentions to them that he's staying. Like, I love that team. Even Haley's, I got nothing on Haley, for Haley.
Yep.
He's not really on the show. But Lara, Luca, and Max, yeah. It's forever. I love them.
Yeah, they're both, I do think we've got, unless things happen, maybe we have like a nice couple people coming back, or at least Luca coming back. This is his second Below Deck franchise, so I'm not saying he's going to touch them all, but maybe he at least finds home in Below Deck Med here.
Oh, I think definitely.
Yeah, so
he could be a three season guy because he's only in half of Down Under.
Right. You want to talk Lily for a second, because that might be how long she lasts on Bard.
Well, was that the reason Max stayed? I want to believe it was the deck team like being so supportive and being like, hey, we would really miss you if you're gone. You're not a guy we can replace. I would love to think it was that, but I don't know. Good looking girl smiles at you. Sometimes that's it, right?
That's all you need. Bring the Eiffel Tower back, right?
What? Is that a boner thing?
I think it might be a like an analogy.
There's a grammar word we're thinking of.
Yeah.
There's an innuendo there, right?
Yeah. So but I think he got his Eiffel Tower back. So we think Lily, that might be the only thing she's hoping for this season, because she's had a hard time so far. She basically got put in laundry, and that's she was having a real tough time with the common sense portion of being a yachty.
Yes, John. So when she first comes on, I'm immediately like, not sure. A little bit too confident, but not like real confidence, like overconfidence. She said she managed Wimbledon. That makes it sound like you managed the entire event. Just say you worked like at the concession stand there.
Yeah.
No, just the way she said it, I managed Wimbledon. It's a very large tennis tournament. I don't think you did that. You can't even do laundry. But no, it's only worked on three small boats. I don't think any of them had laundry rooms, or at least the last one didn't have a laundry room, she said.
Yep.
And yeah, she's a disaster in there. If you can't figure out the organization of the laundry room, then that's kind of it, right?
Yep.
Imagine if a charter guest needed like a dress ironed or something. Or Steve. Yeah. That disaster, right?
Yeah.
But one thing, I like that the Lily Chef Jack alliance at the end of the episode could be interesting. But now,
is that what two people from like other countries in another country like generally like hit it off? I guess what I'm saying is they're obviously not in their home country, right? They're both from the UK. And so two like expats in another country, did they like kind of always like hit it off? Like I guess the last time I was abroad was Spain, and I was staying in a hostel, and I mean, I hit it off with everybody, like a German guy, a Czech girl, a German girl, and then an American girl. But I feel like there's definite times where before that, where like I would just gravitate to hanging out with like the Americans in another country. So these guys, I mean, long story short, these guys hit it off real well.
I'm sure there's something to that. America's so big though, where like, what does someone from New York City have in common with someone from like North Dakota?
Right.
Maybe some things. I don't know. I guess you have the same like TV shows to a degree. And I mean, the language is there, but I don't know. Brits, South Africans, Aussies, New Zealanders, Americans. I feel like we all kind of get the same stuff. The music's pretty similar. A lot of the movies and TV are the same. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense a little bit. I think it's maybe they're from the same part of England. No, they're not, because she's Liverpool.
Yeah.
And she's from Buckingham Palace? Is that what she said?
Near Buckingham Palace. I think she said like 20 minutes away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was very close to a very famous monument. It was Buckingham Palace, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, I've got a question. Oh, yeah. I did. Speaking of, you were saying like us and like Australia have like similar TV shows. There's a NCIS Down Under.
I saw that.
Now, I'll tell you two things about that show. I've never seen an NCIS in my life, but they were running the commercials upside down on CBS for like 2 weeks. And I couldn't figure out. I was like, this is dumb. Like, you guys can't. Like, it was messing with me. And then I realized it's because it's Down Under. So they were just doing it as like a publicity thing. But two, do you think people in Australia would watch NCIS Down Under?
I'm confused. What? Look, first off, there's not that many Navy crimes. So what? I don't know that.
You'd be surprised, Sean.
There's like five NCIS franchises. Why can't the local police just handle this stuff? Yeah, I've never seen the show. Oh, no, I've seen an episode of NCIS New Orleans once. I don't know why the American Navy has jurisdiction in Australia either. The Navy police has jurisdiction in Australia. But yeah, we're one global world now. Every Netflix show is like British now.
Yeah.
You notice that? They want the world audience. I think, but back to Chef Jack and Lily, I think same sense of humor.
Yeah.
That probably. Was it, right?
Their banter was higher than everybody else's banter.
And that pissed Kyle off so much.
Yeah. He does this like purse of the lips and he does this like eyes that are like, you're dead to me.
I do think there is a thing with British people and South Africans and Aussies. The Brits think they're like superior to those countries. I think.
Possibly. Well, isn't
I think they think Americans are dumb, but
yeah. Like the whole world thinks Americans are dumb. Which we have five NCISs, so maybe we are. but isn't Australia where like the Brits sent the criminals?
I think to start, yeah.
A long time ago. I mean,
that's always the old wives' tale, right? We both went to the same high school. Never like a chapter of Australian history. We had nothing. Nothing on Australia. Just a complete mystery to me.
Well, here's the thing about most world maps. They make Australia way smaller than it actually is. Most US-based world maps make Australia way smaller than it is. But it is interesting. It's an odd country. Basically, 95% of the population just lives on the coasts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's nothing in the middle.
But so many good-looking people seem to come from there.
It's unbelievable.
And they all become actors in America. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we? But yes, they... Lily and Chef Jack have, they're forming somewhat of an alliance now because they're friends. This pisses Kyle off for really no reason. Look, Chef Jack doesn't need to like Kyle. He shouldn't. No one should really like Kyle. And, but now big target on Lily's back.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. So,
and she can't afford to have a target on her back because she's not good at her job.
Fair. Fair. So, you want to talk guests a little bit and then we'll drop out? We'll talk awards. These guests, older women, not even older, I'm middle-aged women probably, having a good time. Didn't want to get on the swims, didn't want to do anything but lay out, but Sandy kind of pushed them and they went on the slide, went on the jet ski. They really enjoyed it. I was about to say, like, Sandy, don't make your guests do something you don't want to do, but it actually worked out to be a benefit. So that's good on Sandy. We dog on her a lot, but I actually thought that was a really good move by her.
That was a great line. You got to sell the slide.
Yep. Luca's like, yeah, if I don't sell it, I don't have to put it up. So
yeah, right. But yeah, that's true. Sometimes people don't know what's good for them. Like, you might not want to, oh, the slide, it's gonna take effort, but then you actually have a lot of fun with it.
Oh yeah.
Like when you're six and you're like, I don't want to go skiing, and then you go and like, oh, this is fun.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I do have a general complaint though. I think we need more entertaining guests. I think the early seasons of Below Deck, you got a lot of rich, like tacky rich people that were jerks.
Yep.
A lot of weirdos. I don't know, they're all a little bit too like normal and nice. Now it does look like there's a guy later this season that becomes a problem. And I'm excited for that. But we used to get like three or four of those a season. Like the guests used to bring like a lot of drama from them. And I think they're all too self-aware now.
What was the one? Did we have the women that, like the eight women that came on that like couldn't? Was that this season?
That will like that. All hung out with the crew, like at the bar afterward.
No, the one before, maybe it was last season, where the women started like all yelling at each other, and there was like a nice divide of the women. And they didn't want to. The girls like, I don't even want to share. No, we had to draw straws to share rooms with you.
Was that Down Under?
I think that was Down Under. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So maybe you're right then. I mean, because I can't really think of any that had like a huge impact or anything that memorable, and usually I can remember a couple from the season.
Yeah, it's like Roy Orbison's family, and that's just because of the like pirate, the treasure hunt thing they did.
Yeah,
and yeah, the girls that went out with the crew, but that's really it. And I don't know, we need something more.
Yeah,
these seem like nice ladies. They did have the guys do the Chip and Dale sing, and yeah, we need a group of men demanding that.
Yeah, see, here's the thing of the Below Deck, which you're well aware, in Below Deck it's okay for women to ask the male crew members to strip for them, and it's funny because everyone's on board with it, no one ever questions it, but if the roles were reversed, they'd be pigs and asked to be dropped off on shore that night for being pigs. So listen, it's the Below Deck standard. I think I'm standing up for men in this one. I'm standing up for
that time someone did.
Yeah, right. I'm standing up for men in this podcast here. Listen, it's a double standard, but at the same time, I don't think Luca really cared. So
Luca, there's only three guys, but yeah, Luca and Max love it. So good. Get on them. Anything else about the episode, John?
No, that's it. I think we're just going to awards.
All right. Oh, yeah. Sandy does some super dramatic driving of the boat.
Oh, she always does. I actually tweeted about this. I'm over dockings unless there's an accident. Now, I'm not rooting for an accident. I don't want an accident to happen, but don't do this huge buildup about how hard it is to park a boat, and then it ends up just being a ho-hum docking.
There was a lot of action, but it's not like it was that tight of a space. There's a lot of like boats driving near you.
That's like, true. It's like me driving over to your house and be, or well, you have a driveway, but it'd be like me, it'd be like us meeting at a bar and then talking about how well I parallel parked the car.
I feel like we've done that before, but
I have done that before. Yeah. I don't do it for 8 seasons.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Sandy needs applause all the time. John, who's you have a win in this episode?
Tough one to find a winner, if I'm being honest. Like usually my rule is if you come on the boat, you win the episode, but Lily sucked. So I'm just gonna go Max because I feel like he's starting to win over the hearts of everybody. It was really evident because I feel like he got a lot of love in the fact that he's like everyone, no one wanted him to leave. Where like 4 episodes ago, they were thinking about replacing him. So what a come up by this guy.
That's a great choice. It was heartwarming. All the scenes with him, the deck crew, like convincing him to stay. I really, really, really loved. Maybe it was Lily too. I think him and Lily do hook up maybe next episode. I think that does happen at some point.
By the way, shout out to A Short Charter. In and Out.
Oh yeah, loved it. Yeah. You want to get to the Nights Out? Yep. I went with Chef Jack. I love how he stood his ground and made it known he doesn't like Kyle. Like he doesn't like give Kyle an inch.
Yeah.
Refuses to make small talk with him. And Kyle, when they get the tip, they like someone mentions like it looks like a thin envelope, and Kyle's like, "We didn't do that much." And Chef Jack goes, "Speak for yourself." And then obviously at dinner, like I like how he's not gonna worm to Kyle.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to, and he shouldn't. Stand up for his friend Natalia. And I don't know. Guys, he's got a great personality too. I always love hearing from Chef Jack.
Yeah. No, it's great. I think Kyle bullies him. He bullies everybody into like not standing up to themselves. Probably because he's mostly around women in his role. So I think sometimes it might be he doesn't necessarily pick fights with guys that much. This time Chef Jack is just kind of like not letting him get away with his shit that he usually gets away with.
So big Chef Jack fan. John, who's you have losing?
I actually had Lily losing, which is crazy for me, but just doesn't seem like she's gonna fit, man. She just can't do, like, she struggled with the common sense of being a yachty, which, and she's put in laundry, so girl's got to figure it out.
You're right, and she's a target on her back now.
Yeah.
Because she's friends with Chef Jack. And she did, who was it? Was it Chef Jack or Lily? When they're at dinner, they're kind of connecting. And, or Jack's like, "Hey, I don't like anyone from Interior." And Lily's like, "Yeah, they're all up their own ass," which is pretty funny. But you got to be good at your job too. So yeah, I think we get hooks up with Max. Go Max, I'm guessing. And then maybe like one more full charter, then she probably gets fired. Because she lost Kevin Cindy's like clothes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's not like she has to do like the charter guest laundry because they're only on for one night. So it's just gonna keep getting worse. Yeah. I actually went with the viewers as the loser because we were so close to having a Kyle free 6 episodes and it did not happen. And I don't see him leaving now.
Yeah. The time to do it was now.
It was the beginning of this episode and she didn't do it.
I actually think Lily might have lost the episode as well for another reason, where if she was strong, then Sandy could get rid of Kyle. But because she sucks so far. Now, listen, she might be a beautiful human, wonderful human being. She's not good at her job so far. And if she was better, maybe Sandy could let go of Kyle. But that's not the world we live in.
Here we are. All right, yeah. Six episodes to go, though. They said that right before the trailer.
Yeah.
So not really a mid-season trailer, but just like a six episodes to go trailer. So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sean, take us out.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bon voyage.